Now, the Wisconsin Department of Justice says it's going to look into sexual assault investigations in the National Guard. The Guard conducted its own investigation of cases in recent years, but last month, a federal report found that many of them were done improperly. On Friday, Governor Evers asked Attorney General Josh Call to review those mishandled cases. He said it's part of ongoing reforms he's making at the National Guard. In a statement, Evers said, quote, "While it is imperative that we implement these changes that will help prevent sexual assault and harassment in the future, we must also ensure that survivors of sexual assault and harassment see justice served." Attorney General Call said the review would help the Department of Justice, quote, "determine where further investigation and potential prosecution is appropriate." Caitlin Farrell is a public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. She's been covering this National Guard sexual assault investigation story. Caitlin, thanks for joining us again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What do we know about the cases that the Department of Justice is planning to review here?
So really all we know at this point is that these are cases that have been flagged by the National Guard Bureau's Office of Complex Investigation as ones that violated, state and federal Department of Defense and NGB protocol. And so I really, I haven't been able to get any details from the Department of Justice about, the specific circumstances in these cases, but we know that they were ones where they were investigations done internally by Guard commanders, and that they did not follow protocol. And so because of that, there's been a series that the Department of Justice is going to review to kind of look at how they were done.
Can you talk about the shortcomings in those investigations? A lot of this was highlighted in that federal report.
Sure. So basically what we know is that the way that the Department of Defense spells out and the National Guard Bureau spells out the way this should be done is that, if a Guard member reports an allegation of sexual assault, those should be done by a National Guard member that is outside of that individual's chain of command within Wisconsin. Now, in Wisconsin, for the last several years, the former Adjutant General here, Donald Dunbar, was not doing that. And so instead, these types of investigations were done internally. Because of, identifiable information and confidentiality issues, the Department of the Office of Complex Investigations didn't release details of, the specific circumstances of these events. But we know that, there was a way to be doing it, and that for years, the Wisconsin Guard had not been doing it that way.
You've been in touch with the victims of sexual assault and harassment, people who reported these shortcomings and then were in a way re-victimized by these investigations. What are you hearing from them now that we have this review coming from the State Department of Justice?
Yeah, so the sources that I've heard from, are really thankful for what Governor Evers has done, they've said to me, and happy that there's an acknowledgement that the investigation was really done improperly. I think a common sentiment among many of the folks I've spoken to who've experienced this firsthand is just that, sexual assault is bad, but what at times can be even worse is the retaliation or finding that the investigation was just done really poorly and was really biased. And so I think that the ones I've spoken to, are happy to hear that they're being reviewed. I know at least one person who I'm in touch with is going to have their case reviewed, but I think the Department of Justice has told me that they're really trying to make this a very victim-centric process. And so it's really up to the victims themselves whether they really want to delve back into this and have the case reviewed. I think, in some cases, folks just really want to move on. And already the investigative process, the first time around can often be a very lengthy thing that can be re-traumatizing and just impede someone from their ability to move on. And so, for the most part, I think folks are really happy and hopeful that maybe this can further shed light on a process that's been pretty opaque.
Talking to Caitlin Farrell from the Capital Times, talking about a National Guard sexual assault investigation or investigations. The latest news, Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call saying there will be a review of some of these cases that were mishandled by the National Guard, according to a federal report. Caitlin, I know it's still early days. I don't think this review has even started yet, but is there a thought that this could ultimately lead to prosecutions?
Yeah. So my understanding is that this is really the first step in what could be, there could be a series of actions taken from this. I think the Department of Justice's attorneys are going to take a look at what was done. And then I think, you know, if the situation warrants it, I think there's an opportunity for these cases to potentially be reinvestigated and then, as you said, open to prosecution. And so I think they haven't shared really any detail with me about, you know, the likelihood of that happening, but that's a part of what this process is, that all of those things I think are on the table, really depending on what they find and what the circumstances of the case are.
These reviews would address past instances of sexual harassment and assault, but Governor Evers also talking about preventing future ones. Toward that end, earlier this month, Governor Evers hired an ombudsman to oversee future sexual assault investigations at the National Guard. Who is this, and what is their role going to be?
Sure. So this is a position that is actually a federal position, and it's a part of what Governor Evers' executive order, you know, that he released last month. And so his administration, my understanding, is working pretty closely with the National Guard Bureau to, you know, bring in someone from outside of Wisconsin. This is an officer who is still in the Guard, but in the Georgia National Guard, and who has had extensive experience with sexual assaults issues and working with victims there. And so so he's actually on federal orders to report to Wisconsin and to take on the role of an ombudsman. And so this is someone who I think can facilitate concerns between folks who are currently serving in the Guard and the Evers administration, and also can, you know, convey and relay any issues as a part of the reforms that Evers has laid out and that the National Guard Bureau has recommended. I think there's going to be more reporting from the Guard we see here as far as progress and specific, you know, initiatives that they're doing so that the public can really understand what they're doing. In addition to the ombudsman, actually, also there's going to be a federal officer that the National Guard Bureau is also sending into Wisconsin, so someone from out of state, to really also guide those reforms and make sure that the recommendations are fully implemented. And then furthermore, I know that the Evers administration is currently looking at candidates to replace Donald Dunbar, the former commander. So there'll be a new adjutant general also that I think, and he'd have latitude to make personnel changes and other types of changes within the Guard.
I wanted to ask about that. Is there a timeline for replacing the previous effective commander of the National Guard?
Yeah, so my understanding is Evers had put out a call for applicants. That the deadline for that was earlier this month, so that deadline has passed. And it's my understanding that they are currently reviewing all of the applicants. So there's a process through which there's going to be vetting of those candidates, and then I think an extensive interview process. And so I think there's going to be more to come on that, but it's definitely already underway, and I know that they've already received applications for someone to come in.
Getting back to these reviews of the sexual harassment and sexual assault investigations that we started with, do we know what the timeline is for this review?
No, I really don't. I've asked that question, and I think that you know, I think the Department of Justice is still trying to get a handle on that as well. When I reported that news on Friday, actually, they were still in the process of notifying some of the victims just that their cases kind of were eligible for this type of review. And so I think that the agency is still very much, you know, still very much working with victims to make sure, again, that they have control and that it's a victim-centric process. But no real timeline on how many cases will be reviewed, what those cases are, and how long exactly that review will take.
And Caitlin, you've been watching this story for quite a while now. In our last minute, what are some of the other elements you're watching for next?
So, as you said, yeah, I'm really interested in what's going to happen with the Adjutant General, and also how the other types of reforms that Evers has wanted will take effect. I think that, yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, Donald Dunbar didn't operate in a vacuum. I think there was, you know, there's folks that played a role also in some of the violations that the report highlighted. And so I'm really interested in what types of things are going to happen to make sure that there's real change there.
Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
That's Caitlin Farrell, public affairs and investigative reporter at the Capital Times. We talked to her today about the Wisconsin Department of Justice saying it will review and possibly reopen sexual assault and sexual harassment cases from Wisconsin's National Guard. Last month, a federal report found that many of the investigations the Guard conducted were done improperly. A lot of developments since then. This review coming, a new ombudsman appointed, a federal position from out of state, as we heard. And, of course, an ongoing search for a new commander, a new adjutant general of Wisconsin's National Guard.